What's up, guys, and welcome to a very essential episode of the Functioning Psycho Podcast.
Keeping the essential work flowing, keeping the art flowing, keeping the info flowing. Stay woke. We're staying here. We're here to keep you informed, keep you entertained, and we're back. It's been a cool minute.
It has been a very cool minute. All right, so let's just fucking jump into it then, man.
Yeah.
COVID-19, you know, you guys know what's going on. People fucking losing their jobs, businesses shutting down, but people are not talking about the real fucking issue with COVID-19, man.
Yeah, what's that?
That COVID-19 has made everything fucking boring. People always talk about COVID-19. Everything is COVID-19. We're talking about COVID-19. It's fucking boring. Can I go into my fucking Instagram and timeline and see something fucking else? It's boring. They shut down sports. Man. They shut down everything. It's fucking horrible.
Man, Kenny Rogers died and nobody talked about that. RIP.
He really died?
Yeah, he did. You didn't even know?
I didn't fucking know.
Yeah, like one person I saw posted about on social media, but yeah, RIP Kenny Rogers.
What was this?
Like 2 days ago.
RIP, man.
Yeah, the gambler, man.
From fucking Kenny Rogers' chicken, man. From fucking Typho, man.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, it was like Seinfeld tribute pages that I found out from, mostly. But yeah, man, besides that, RIP. But yeah, dude, like, I mean, it's big and all that, you know. I mean, I'll be honest, I didn't take it seriously for a long time because the government didn't take it seriously. You know, I was just like, fuck it. Like, just practice common sense. The media scaring us. But, you know, now, like, yeah, like, everybody's staying in place because there's no fucking test available. So, you know, it's assuming everybody has it because a lot of people aren't showing symptoms. You might have it, you listening right now. I might have it, me might have it. So don't kiss the homies goodnight, you got it?
Fuck.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's funny because, you know, media in America is always sensationalist, obviously.
Man, that's, you know, I already, like, lost. That's why I was like, ah, they're just, like, milking a story, you know?
Yeah, because you already assumed that. But now that we have a sensationalist president, it's 10 times worse. Because at first he was like, nah, man, you good. This is just the flu. Stop being bitches.
Yeah, they were saying he's trying to get everybody back to work like next week.
Yeah, and then now, but then he was like, oh my God, it's a national emergency. We're not going to die. But we want to have packed churches on Easter.
Shit, man. Some news sites stopped showing his briefings on the coronavirus. There's too many inaccuracies.
Man, that nigga just freestyles and shit. He's like, it's like a kid that got called up to speak in front of the class when he was like, not ready.
To give a book report on a book he didn't read.
He bullshit the whole report. He's like,
It's like our president or something.
Like the disease. It's a very bad disease. Horrible disease. But we have medicine. It's very COVID. Powerful medicine.
Yeah, it's COVID-19 and the very bad, horrible, no good, very bad day. It's like, nigga.
He just filled out words. He's like, how long gotta be up there? 30 minutes? Fuck, alright, cool.
Yeah, man. They canceled Joe Rogan, man. That's how serious it is. Wait, did they? I don't even know. I haven't kept up with the podcast in a bit.
What you mean?
I mean, he doesn't have guests no more, right?
Like, yeah, well, but he could do a podcast by himself, though.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, but most of his episodes are just like guests and stuff like that, right? Mostly interviews. He doesn't really like freestyle on his own.
They shut down First Week. Look, this is what I'm telling you, man. They shut down First Week Feast. All these fucking shows, man. That's what I'm saying. It's fucking boring.
Hey, man, they closed down strip clubs. That's when you know it's serious.
But, like, bro, when is the last time in fucking human recorded history has, like, all sports been shut down?
Shit, man, like, after 9/11, it was only, like, 1 week to, like,
sports. That's what
resumed.
I'm saying, man.
Yeah.
Sports, I mean, in the U.S. is, like,
there was the 94 strike when the whole series got canceled. But, you know,
but that's, like, a strike, you know, that happens from time to time.
That was one sport, yeah.
But fucking sports in the U.S. is, like, Walmart.
I think it was, like, 100 years ago they canceled, like, the Stanley Cup playoffs because of the Spanish flu. Like, back in, like, 1919, something like that. But that's, like, the only major.
The Stanley Cup?
Yeah.
Had hockey that long? Oh, shit.
Yeah, hockey's been around for a minute, man.
I thought hockey been around for, like, 6 years.
In America, at least. Nah, Canadians been fucking with it for a long time. But, yeah, they canceled Stanley Cups, like, 100 years ago for the Spanish influenza.
Yeah, but I was saying, like, fucking sports in the United States is like fucking Walmart. Somebody can motherfucking die right there. They won't even close. They won't stop. They'll just clean that shit up and keep it pushing, man.
Hey, man, I think hockey was trying to stay on as long as it could till they, like, you know, cancel under the pressure.
Hey, man, and I hope you guys out there are essential workers, man, because it's rough time, man.
The fucking Anarchy Library trying to stay open as long as it could.
Because they're anarchists, bro.
Yeah, they're anarchists, man.
But people been hitting me up, like, you know, hook me up with a job or whatever. It's fucking crazy out there, man.
Yeah, man, shit is. All work is essential work because, you know, we all need to put bread on the table, man. But fuck, like, well, what they closed down, like the offices you can do at work, you can do at home now, warehouse jobs, you know, most of them, you know, suppliers for grocery stores, you know, suppliers for the government even, so they got to stay open. Hospital work, truckers, all that good shit.
So we're essential. Essentially take it for granted, man.
Yeah, man.
What happened to all the, you know, like they said in the meme, it said like, oh, people are supposed to like fucking have savings for like months in advance just in case shit goes bad. But like 1 week without, you know, economy, all these companies are like, oh my God, we're going to go bankrupt.
Yeah, fucking all the airlines, the cruise ships and shit like that.
They're going to give breaks on mortgages, but renters, oh, fuck you. The people that own the apartment, oh, you don't have to pay. But the renters, oh, you got to pay up right now. Like, man, if we're gonna freeze shit, let's freeze it for real. Freeze car notes, freeze fucking, man, people, man, this is gonna be a bad situation, man.
It's all bullshit, man.
It's gonna get way worse. And I don't even think from a medical standpoint, well, you know, that's a given, but like, the economic shit is way more interesting to me, you know?
Yeah, it's the reaction and the consequences that's more concerning than the virus itself, at least to me.
Fuck yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what the fuck's gonna happen. My job is panicking. You're trying to get as much work out now because you don't know if the government is going to come through and shut the shit down, you know?
Shit, man. But yeah, stay safe, y'all. Like, just, you know, FaceTime as much as you can. Fucking, you know, keep social distance. You know, hang out with the homies. But, like, you know, just wash your hands afterwards or whatever. Take a shower and get home. Wash your clothes.
Wear a condom.
Yep. Invest in a bidet.
A bidet, yeah. I need that. So what? Oh, yeah, because toilet paper, too.
Yeah.
Hey, you hoarders. You know what? Everybody should be excused from rent and mortgage except hoarders. They got the money to fucking spend and burn. And you know what? People are panicking like, oh, there's going to be shortage on food. There's going to be shortage on this. No, there's not, because money is finite. So the motherfuckers that buy all that shit, is gonna eventually they're going to have to pay up, you know? Like, it's just not feasibly possible that people can continue to keep buying out the stores, right?
Yeah. Man,
they said that Americans cannot handle a $400 unexpected expense, so they can handle like 2-3 months of just buying a whole bunch of shit that they don't even fucking need. They need like fucking toilet paper forts in their fucking living rooms.
It's just like a ripple effect, you know. You ask any hoarder, they're like, oh, well, everybody else is buying it, you know, they're gonna spike, the prices are gonna spike, and you know, because of the demand, and so I better like stock up now.
Hey, man,
it's like, well,
toilet paper is not essential, bro. Hop your ass in the shower, spread them cheeks.
Shit, man.
Get somebody, the hot water. Fucking, like, a hose station down.
Shit, somebody in, like, India is probably like, what the fuck is toilet paper? What the fuck?
Yeah, people in other countries are like, y'all some fucking bitches.
Yep. Shit, man. But, yeah, stay safe.
Stay fucking safe.
Fucking. Yeah, man. How are you dealing with the isolation, man? I mean, you still work, right? So, like, I mean, are days off still like days off, or is it just like the idea that you can't go out anymore because everything's closed that makes it boring?
My life is pretty non-affected. Because, I mean, I just stay home with my son and my wife, you know, of course.
Just like a regular day off, right? Like,
yeah, I mean, we just, you know, for real, because even when it wasn't, the restaurants weren't like shut down to eat inside. We never really ate inside that much.
Yeah.
So now my life is pretty similar, like, you know. The only thing is with work, you know, because the economy affects my job.
Yeah.
Even if it's like heavy or slow or what, you know, that's the only differentiating factor. Thanks, Mustang.
Vroom, vroom.
Fucking bitch. How about you, Manny?
It's, yeah.
You work in the medical field, actually.
Yeah. But even there, you know, they're trying to, because it's like it's a smaller company that I work for. So, you know, they're trying to like keep profits so like they don't grow out of business, you know, because, you know, it's how long this is going to take. Because, yeah, more people are staying inside because, you know, that's what they're saying for, like, minor things. Like, call your doctor, like, and people are scared to go to the hospital now because, you know, think that's where all the virus is at. And, you know, they got, like, all the tents outside the hospitals for, like, you know, isolating people with the virus just in case.
Where the fuck do the homeless people go, dog? I haven't seen many homeless people.
Imagine a breakout on Skid Row. Like,
they fucked.
Yeah, they're fucked, so.
That's probably implemented by the government, man. Like, yeah, you know, fucking.
Probably. But, yeah, man, like, No, I'm still working like my 2 days a week, but they're like cutting us our shifts by half at least. Like, oh, they're trying to be fair, like alternate it. Like 1 week somebody gets their shift cut in half, the next week another person gets their shift cut in half. But I don't know. I keep an eye out on the schedule, see if they're playing favorites, you know, because I'm not with that bullshit.
But so how is your company affected if you guys, like, how are they losing money in this?
Because we're a private company, so we got a lot of contracts with insurance companies to take people to the hospital from hospitals and all that, you know. Uh-huh. Emergency calls and things like that. So now more people are either staying at home, staying like at their rehab places or wherever, because, you know, like
staying put. Yeah,
because they don't want to get out there, they want to like stay inside. So they'll either they were like have like shit taken care of over there at home or whatever, just some wait a minute or make an appointment with their doctor so they can like be seen kind of like in an isolated environment. Because like just minor things, just like, oh, I got a cough, I'm gonna stay home, or like, oh, I got a broken leg, I'm not gonna go for pain medication, I'll just wait.
Or the media got to my head and I don't want to leave, I don't walk, step a foot outside because I'm gonna fucking instantly burn into
it. The people that do got the virus confirmed, they're being isolated in place, you know, wherever they're staying at, like whatever hospital, so they're not really being transported yet.
Hey Manny, I gotta tell you, man, I tested positive for GAME. You know? Hey, man, that's awkward. Can I get the fuck out right now? Can I get the fuck out?
Yeah, man. But yeah, man, besides that, just like when I get home, it does feel different just because, like, now you're being told you can't go out and, like, all the stuff you normally do is, like, it feels weird now, you know? Can't go grocery shopping just casually no more. You can't, like...
Nah, man, people kicking it in the grocery store now. That's the mad kicking spot. Where else are you gonna fucking go?
I mean, can't go to
the beaches, the parks?
The bars, the beaches, the parks, they're all closed down in LA at least.
So what do you miss more, sports or going out to eat / the bar?
Shit, man. I like going out to eat / at the bar and watching sports. Just having it as background noise at least.
Yeah, even if you don't like sports. Even
if you're a casual sports fan, it's like you're still just having shit happening in the world, you know?
Yeah, you're at the bar and you're fucking on your phone and just chilling and then you're, oh my god. Oh.
See, like all your sports fans, friends, like on social media just posting how sad they are today. It's like, man.
Man, yeah, man, sports is just cartoons for adults, man.
Yeah,
watch that shit.
It's cool to have the option too. I was like, hey man, you want to just like I don't know, you want to just give one fucking go to like Oakland Coliseum real quick on a road trip, just watch like the Angels up there, you know, just real quick, nigga, let's go.
Or like if you were just flipping through the channels, you're like, oh man, the world championship of cricket, oh, I'm down.
Yeah man, fucking, what's that sport called? Play at the Olympics or like the little sweeper?
Curling.
Curling.
Olympic curling, yeah.
Some Olympic curling. Shit, they canceled the Olympics in Tokyo. Thank you, Dick Pound.
Dick Pound, man. What a fucking boss move by Dick Pound. Dick Pound. If you don't know, Google it. Just watch out which links you click.
Shit, man. But yeah, other than that, shit's been the same. Like, I'm still, like, staying busy, you know, fucking doing my schoolwork that I still gotta do. Like, everything's online now, but there's still shit to do, so.
So, like, you know, I saw this meme and said, man, college is a fucking scam because they told you that the online classes were full, but now they're accommodating thousands and thousands and thousands of fucking kids and shit. Like, what do you think about that?
Yeah, I think, I mean, I don't know. I haven't, like, really done my research on why, like, they don't do too much online classes, but... Like, the consensus I've gotten from, like, a lot of people is that they prefer, like, in-person instruction or, like, kind of, like, the classroom environment. So, like, raise their hand in real time or, like, you know, ask questions, like, in person. Because now, like, we do Zoom meetings, so, like, we see, like, our instructor, you know, like, with a webcam and all that. But still, it's kind of, like, you know, when you're there, I guess some people learn better when they're, like, in that environment, you know, instead of just being at home. But, yeah, man, like, so everybody's saying they should get, like, some form of, like, refund back on tuition and shit like that. Or, like, parking.
Yeah, good fucking luck with that.
I mean, that's why they write on the contract when you like buy shit. It's like all sales are final, this and that, this and that. So yeah, like.
Hey man, gyms are closed and gyms are still motherfucking taxing. You know, they're not gonna stop taking out their money.
I mean, my gym at least fucking sent me an email saying they're gonna like not charge me till it opens.
Hey man, shit is wild out here, man. Bitches on OnlyFans talking about
OnlyFans.
I understand the financial crisis. Hey man, but I bet OnlyFans is fucking booming. You know how many bitches stay at home with their webcam? Fucking, oh, it's a wrap. Just put that shit on Black Friday special, ho.
Yep.
$40 is gonna go way further when this shit is said and done.
Hey man, be sure to be on lookout for the Eventbrite events when the quarantine gets lifted.
Fuck yeah, when this quarantine gets lifted, we're partying like it's 1999, homeboy.
It's gonna be like the world, like that celebration after World War II, like in the 40s when like the sailor kissed the nurse and all that. It's gonna be like that.
The coronavirus.
Yeah.
Like I said, I saw a meme. I keep saying I saw a meme because that's all it is now, man. All we see is fucking memes. You don't want to watch the fucking news because what? Just more coronavirus bullshit. All we got now is memes about coronavirus.
Somebody wrote, they're like, hey, you think there was like a legit zombie apocalypse in the world? Is anything? People sent me memes about it. They're like, oh, fuck yeah.
Man, what? But like, for real, like, what can you do? In most situations, you can't do nothing anyway. You can't do fucking shit.
Like, someone wrote, like, the internet is savage, man. There could be an asteroid about to hit the Earth, and the last meme they post is the Earth with, like, a crying Michael Jordan.
Real fucking shit.
Shit, man. How many people do you think had the coronavirus at the Kobe Memorial?
Fuck. Kobe Bryant was the glue that held the world together, man. After he died, it just went straight to shit.
That's a butterfly effect, man. That was a turning point.
Man, 2020
remember,
is
remember nuts. People talked about how 2016 was the worst year?
Not for you.
Nope, not for me. Because I don't, you see, I'm not a person with no personality that identifies with whatever the world's going on. 2016 was a good year for me. I don't know about y'all with y'all's president and shit. Like, I don't identify with that. I measure my years and level of personal success, not what the fuck everybody else is doing.
You selfish.
That's just me,
prick.
Man. That's
you
just
selfish
me.
Selfish prick. You don't care about nothing but yourself.
Exactly.
America.
Narcissism is the key to having a good self-esteem. Keep that in mind.
All right. So, what we're going to be trying to do here now on the podcast is have shorter podcasts, more frequent podcasts, and then a lot of clips and a lot more content on IG. So, shit, man.
Shit, man. You still want to talk about COVID or you want to move off to some funny shit?
Nah. I think we're good for now.
Wait, well, all right. Final thoughts, though. You think everybody's going to change after COVID or you think everybody's going to be back on their bullshit afterwards?
Back on that bullshit, man. Yeah, people are full of bullshit.
You think the election's gonna be delayed so Donald Trump's president a few months longer? Because they're not really doing the debates or voting right now, right?
Ain't no fucking telling, man. I don't give a fuck about that. I just care about baseball season, man. Put that shit into play.
You think the whole season's canceled? You think it's gonna be delayed? Have, like, the World Series in February or something?
They're gonna have, like, a shortened season,
or
man.
Just a shortened season, yeah.
Like, 80-game season, mm-hmm. man. The Angels got a challenge in that motherfucker now.
Who's this? Who do you consider to be? Who do you think they're gonna consider to be the spiritual winners of the 2019-2020 NBA season for the playoffs?
They're not gonna be spiritual winners. They're gonna go back to it, man. He's not just gonna like, okay, we can't just like, all right. Well,
people are gonna be like, isn't like?
This ain't fucking soccer. We're like, okay, who had the most points this year? You're the champion. Fuck no. That shit don't fly.
Is that Smith guy gonna be like on ESPN going like, hey man, like they had that long time of remission. They could have been on it by then if the train was delayed. And you know, blah, 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 blah. They're like, no. You like this is what would have happened, man. If they shot a point, like 1 point more, they would have won. If they had more points than the other team, that team would have won.
Man, I'm getting sad, man. You're fucking talking about my sports, man.
I'm sorry, dude.
It's a touchy subject, though.
Let's talk about OnlyFans, man, and all the sales that are going on.
Hey, man, I don't know nothing about that, bro. What is OnlyFans? What is that?
It's a Christian Bible study app.
Oh, shit, nah. I'm an atheist, bro. I don't know what that is.
You can be saved.
All right, guys. Thank you for listening. We'll be back next time. Shoot the fucking topics and shit so we can talk about more shit. Because, like I said, I just wanted to get this out of the way, man. Give our topics, our point of view, get our little shit off. So, it is what it is. Manny?
Yeah, it's just...